The family of an Indian serving 25 years in a Sharjah jail on drugs charges has expressed shock after the Bombay High Court granted bail to the person who allegedly planted the drugs on him. Anthony Paul, a baker, and his associate Rajesh Bhobet, a banker, were granted bail in a case involving actress Krisan Pereira, who was also arrested in Sharjah on drugs charges. The accused allegedly planted drugs in a trophy, leading to Pereira's arrest. She was released following the intervention of the External Affairs Ministry. Clayton Rodriguez was also a victim of Paul, and was similarly framed in connection with a cake. He was convicted in Sharjah and sentenced to 25 years in prison. Family speaks. The family expressed dismay over the bail granted to the accused. They also criticized the government and the MA for not responding to their pleas or offering a hearing for over a year. We respect the judiciary, but a large community is devastated and disheartened by the Bombay High Court's decision to grant bail to the accused, baker Anthony Paul, and his accomplice Rajesh Bhobet. Because of these criminals, an innocent man, Clayton Rodriguez, is enduring persecution in a foreign country for a crime he never committed, said Clayton's wife, Fallon Rodriguez. Malcolm, Clayton Rodriguez's brother, said, the accused were granted bail on the grounds of possessing a small quantity of drugs, yet that same small quantity has cost Clayton his life, and he has been sentenced to 25 years, and Clayton's wife, Fallon, further raised concerns, asking whether the government stands with the victims or the criminals. She emphasized the immense emotional and financial strain the family has endured, receiving no support from anyone except God. Fallon had previously written to the Ministry of External Affairs, MA, detailing the family's struggle against the unjust exploitation by the criminals and their daily battle with mental and physical trauma. She said, if the government can release the accused, why can't it strive to bring an innocent victim back to his motherland? Krisan's case, another victim of the drug planting scheme, actor Krisan Pereira, managed to return to India in August with the assistance of the Ministry of External Affairs, MA. The Rodriguez family has appealed to a higher court in Abu Dhabi after the Sharjah Federal Court of Appeal denied Clayton any relief. The case is currently pending. According to Clayton's family, Clayton Rodriguez was arrested at Sharjah International Airport on February 6, 2023. With 33.84 grams of cannabis and over 1,000 poppy seeds hidden inside a cake in his possession. He denied any knowledge of the contraband, claiming that someone at the airport in India had handed him the items to deliver to another person upon his arrival in Sharjah, deeply disappointed that the culprits have been let out on bail while Clayton has been sentenced to a lifetime in Sharjah jail. I want the police and other authorities to assure our security until the culprits are back in jail, said Krisan Pereira. Paul's arrest. The Mumbai Police Crime Branch arrested Paul, a Mira Road-based baker, and his accomplice, Ravi Bhobet, in April after it was discovered that Paul had sought revenge on five individuals, including Pereira and Rodriguez, by sending them to Sharjah with drug-laced items. The other three victims, however, did not travel abroad and returned from the domestic airport in India after becoming suspicious, an LS Quo, Quantity 2 lesson Wednesday. Justice Manish Petal, who presided over the case, granted bail after noting that the quantity of drugs involved and M-500 grams of ganja and M- was relatively small, and the charge sheet had already been filed. The court observed that the accused had been in custody for over 17 months, and given the quantity of contraband, continued detention was unnecessary. The defense advocate Sangram Jadhav, who appeared for Bhobhate, and advocate Aruna Pai appeared for Pai, have argued that since the case involved a small quantity of drugs, it should be tried in a metropolitan magistrate's court rather than a sessions court. They pointed out that both accused had already been in custody for a significant period. The court granted bail as the accused have been in jail for over a year in a case involving a small quantity of drugs, said advocate Jadhav while speaking with Midday.